to
place in our lives. We ask for your blessing on this meeting. We pray that your wisdom will guide us as we seek to accomplish the goal on today's agenda. Thank you for the opportunity you give us to serve you and to serve others. May our action and our attitude please you this day. We pray these things in your mighty name. Amen.
Amen. To the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I want to apologize. I've not begun. We're going to do a roll call. Commissioner Stegall.
Here.
Commissioner Beasley.
Here.
Commissioner Sermons.
Here.
Commissioner Redmond. City Manager.
Yes, sir.
City Attorney.
Here.
What's up, Jackson? I'm here. Okay. Next item is approval of the agenda format.
If there's no problem or question, I make a motion that we approve the agenda format.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On recognition by the mayor, any person may address the commission on any subject not included on the agenda. Speakers are requested to give their name and address to the recording clerk for the record and to come forward to the commission table when speaking. Please be as brief as possible and limit your remarks to 4 minutes. Additional time may be granted by the commission if necessary. No official action can be taken, but direction may be given to staff.
Mary Barker, I live in Providence Village in Providence, and we have a problem with speed going through there.
In Providence Village?
Yes, in Providence.
We're not the
county. It's a mobile home community.
We have no control over anything that goes on outside the city limits.
Okay, is there anybody you can go to?
Yes, ma'am. County Commission.
County Commission.
Yes, ma'am. They meet, you know where the courthouse is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their commission room is in the courthouse, and they meet the third Monday of each month. So, next Monday, they meet at 6 o'clock.
All right. Okay.
All right.
That's what we
needed
to know.
Glad I can help.
All right, well, excuse us, and thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. And I do appreciate y'all doing the flag and the prayer.
Yes.
That's gotten way out of hand everywhere now. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, next item is consent agenda.
Looked like we had quite a few doggos pick up this time.
Well, I think that's about 3 months worth. Yeah, we had, at one time, there were 5 of them down there. Several of them got reclaimed.
Okay, good.
Any questions, or?
I think right now we only have one.
Is there any, no more comments, or I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda in one motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number 2, financial reporting for the period ending May 31st, 2021. I would like to introduce our new finance director, Mr. Michael Cotter. If you would please, sir. He started yesterday, so he's probably not ready to be discussing our financial report for May, but I'm sure the city manager will take up the slack.
I'll take the slack. This is a brief report from May. We do have all good news on that all the funds are basically in the black. If they're in the red, it's very little. So things are progressing. We're 8 months out of the year. In 4 months, the fiscal year ends, and we're back to having another audit. So time is passing quickly. Yeah. You're almost another year older, Red.
Amen, Dad.
So unless you have some specific questions that I can answer, the financials are available to read and to digest.
Anybody got a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the financial reporting for the period of October 1st, 2020 through May 31st, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number 3 is a annexation ordinance.
A what?
Annexation ordinance.
Yeah, okay.
Number 2021-02.
This is a second reading.
This has to do with that piece of property the city's acquired for the wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
Then I make a, there's no discussion, I make a motion that to enact ordinance number 2021-02, and this is the second reading to be done by title.
Ordinance number 2021-02, an ordinance of the City Commission of the City of Lake Butler, annexing into the City of Lake Butler, Florida, certain lands as set forth herein, providing for proper advertisement pursuant to Section 171.044 Florida statutes, providing that the property will retain its existing land use classification until subsequent reclassification by the city, providing for the severability of this ordinance, providing for the effective date, and providing for the filing of the clerk of court and Department of State.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, item number 4. Excuse me. Yeah. Item number 4 is the slow moving coming up. Computer's slow. Emergency for charge. That's what we're going to get. This is the second reading of the historical preservation ordinance. It is number 2021-03. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
You think, still trying to
you think they'll forgive me this to me, but so that I'm on a computer doesn't do that too. Okay.
Yes. Okay. I make a motion to enact ordinance number 2021-04, This is the second, this is the second reading by title only.
Ordinance number 2021-03, an ordinance establishing the Historical Preservation Board and procedures for identifying and protecting structures, lands, and artifacts of historical significance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on, item number five is ordinance number 2021-04. Let's see if it pulls up a little quicker. Oh, it's maybe quicker. There's the cheat sheet. This has to do with the city of Lake Butler regulating the location and operation of sexually oriented businesses. And for any discussion, this would be the first reading.
Well, do we have any?
We had the ordinance. We don't have. Oh, do we have any business?
Well, there you go.
No, this is preemptive regulation. I guess it's my understanding that there were rumors buzzing around town that one might be wanting to move in, and it covers a wide range of things. At some time in the past, the city had this language put in our land development regulations. Very few people look at land development regulations. People will look at ordinances occasionally. So we're just moving it into ordinance.
Being proactive.
Proactive.
Well, I was just wondering what kind of business is it that puts limitations on?
Okay.
Or what kind of businesses do you not want here?
Just a second, I can tell.
That we don't want here?
Yeah, is that what you are saying, that it's an ordinance to keep out certain types of businesses?
Well, it set distances from like schools, residential areas. It doesn't outlaw, but it regulates where they can be located, so you don't have a cabaret next door to a church. But it cut the type of businesses it covers sexually oriented cabarets, motion picture theaters, bathhouses, massage parlors, toy shops.
Well, I'm a massage therapy business that is moving in.
This is sexually oriented, that is what this is what this is talking about.
I know.
No, she's an LNT, she's licensed.
Yeah.
It's not a sexually oriented.
No. Oh, yeah, Tim.
We hope not, anyway.
Darn. Darn,
Jay,
I don't think about
it. Boy, do you want to hold
it? Oh, no.
Let me see if it defines more explicitly.
There is no massage therapy business that is legitimate that is not licensed. So, they might want to call themselves massage therapy, but if they're not licensed and regulated,
then they're not able to correct.
They're just running
around
with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the important language in this ordinance, what you may be concerned about, is it says expressly sexually oriented, several other things, massage parlor. So if you're not a sexually oriented massage parlor.
But there are no sexually oriented, do y'all allow prostitution in this town?
No.
Then there wouldn't be like a business that is trying to put up a brothel next to a church or whatever, because it's illegal to begin with, right?
Well, a brothel, but toy shops, theaters, bathhouses, anything expressly sexually oriented.
Okay.
Expressly. Not generally. Like if somebody wants to open up a movie theater downtown, have at it. unless they're showing triple X flicks more than 10% of the time.
Right. I guess I'm a little offended that massage therapy kind of just, or masseuse or some, you know, wording of the nature of my industry is still being associated with brothels. It's just, I know it's a thing that we've been trying to get away from for decades now, you know, and whenever it's still in public government, acknowledged that, I guess that's going on. I don't know.
And I understand your concern just about, correct me if I'm wrong, everything we put in ordinance is derived from or driven by Florida statute. So there's a problem with the term massage parlor relative to sexually oriented businesses. And I would think that would be a problem coming out of Florida statute.
I think what she's saying is that already, in order to be a licensed and legal LMT, you can't be involved in that kind of activity,
right.
So it's prohibited to begin with.
Yeah.
So we're prohibiting an activity that basically she's saying is a prohibited activity.
Yeah.
Now, maybe 100 years ago, massage parlors were a little more seedy and maybe less difference. Maybe we weren't that more seedy, but what she's saying is that they're illegal by state law,
right.
Anyway. So we're outlawing something that's not allowed anyway, because she is state licensed.
Right.
And she has to jump through a bunch of hoops in order to have any massage parlor.
Right.
And then the statute's explicitly.
If you quit calling it a parlor, that would be great.
Well, I mean a massage.
A clinic. Licensed by the Department of Health is what it is.
Would the solution be to remove that word, massage parlor?
Is that injured?
If you just simply remove all the reference to that type of activity, yes, because it's not legal anyway.
And would still be covered?
Correct.
For prohibiting?
Correct.
Okay.
Because you're not trying to outlaw that type of business. But, and I was aware of this when I read it, and I just thought, well, it becomes something that's already illegal simply becomes double illegal. But I understand her issue with the connotation that those type of activities might by implication be permitted if they're not outlawed, but they're not permitted at all.
And I can see where if she's got a business or opening a business and somebody that's just generally opposed to anything having to do with massage could make a issue of if we have an ordinance. And the best way to avoid it, since like you say, we're double outlawing something, we'll take it out of our law.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
I think that would be a very good thing to do.
Yeah, anyway.
I mean, I read that and I kind of had the same concern. But on the other hand, you know, we're never going to get into trouble by putting it in the way it's in here. But I understand the offenses that are taken by a person who is an LMT. It is specifically has to be licensed and has to be regulated. And that's understandable.
I'm going to get involved. Well,
because there are all kinds of hoops that they have to jump to in order to be able to run a business.
Legal opinion. If we make a decision tonight to remove that language from this ordinance, would that kick it another month down the road? Or could we, if someone decided that they thought this was a good ordinance to have, and they said that they wanted to make a motion to have the first reading, could they include the removal of that language?
Well, probably the best solution is to just go ahead, because we haven't advertised it or anything. Go ahead, remove it, and then reread it next month.
That's what I would do with the removal.
And then that eliminates all the ambiguity concerning whether the ordinance is the same the second time around as it was the first time.
So do we need a motion to table it, or can we just table it?
It doesn't even need to be tabled, because it was actually on here for the very first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can table it, there's no problem with it. But it can be tabled, or it simply can be.
Or just let it go.
Just let it go, and then move on to the next
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then just rewrite it in a month in between.
Contain it.
Okay.
Do it.
And I would recommend that if you ever thought that a massage place had opened up and that there was illicit activity taking place, that there was rumors going around, that you take that to your...
we call the sheriff's office.
Yeah, you call the sheriff's office and you have them do an investigation is what you do. You know? And so sometimes those type of establishments do get licensed somehow, I'm not exactly sure, because half the time they don't even speak English.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I do understand that there is still a problem within the industry, but it's just, it makes...
Well, we've got the fix, so if you decide to visit with us next month, you won't hear that language.
I appreciate it.
Anytime we're here to please. So, I guess we'll just move on.
Move on.
Move on, yeah. Okay.
We've got to kill this one.
Okay.
Deagle Cemetery. I have had the pleasure for the last couple months, along with my partner in crime down there, Amanda, and prior to her, Sarah, to try to get a grip on Deagle Cemetery, the city cemetery, as to who's there, mm-hmm. how many vacant spots we have, and it started out with we wanted to map it to make it more convenient for people seeing from a website who's there, where they're located. And in that endeavor, it's brought up a number of issues that we were somewhat aware of, but have come into real focus in the last couple of months. And that is, there's a lot of people who own, who say that they own plots. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that they own them. But as many times as the ownership of those plots is transferred, they've been selling them, some people anyway, have been selling them without providing deeds or providing any kind of receipt for the specific location, plot ID, and all that good stuff. Most recently, we had an incident where there was two different people, two different occasions, where they had bought, one of them had bought, I think, six, one of them had bought eight plots in the old section of the cemetery, in the old section predates 1918. I mean, there's people there, we're talking back in the 1860s, that were buried there. All we can go by is the records that the city had. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have your name on that plot, it's incumbent upon you to produce the paperwork showing you gained ownership. A lot of people don't have that because they weren't provided that when they bought the plots. There's and one of them, for instance, bought eight plots, buried his mother, he comes back to visit, and there's an extra body. And a month or two later, rocks on, he comes back, there's another body in plots that he was sold. Well, we have no record of ownership mm-hmm. for the old cemetery. And I don't think the person that sold those plots had records of that ownership either. So, we have a problem with funeral homes just showing up and burying people based on what I guess family members have told them where their spot is at. I happened to be down there running down plots, and a group showed up to dig a hole, and they wasn't sure about where they were supposed to go. So one of them was wandering around and found a piece of metal stuck in the ground with a blue flag on it, and he's hollering, "Oh, here it is." And I think I was talking to Amanda. Amanda told me where it was. They were only off about 300 feet. So, and then a month or so later, I'm there, spill, and somebody comes in and is burying an urn. They were putting it where somebody a month before was going to put a body. It wasn't their plot. The urn was in the right place, but the body that they were going to stick there was the wrong. So we have a problem. And see, the cemeteries or the funeral homes are supposed to be contacting the city and saying, you know, getting a permit, I think, to for the interments. They're not doing it. We have no control over access to the cemetery because there's no gates. And even when they were border gates, they stayed open. So I'm appealing to the commission to come up with some ideas of how we can get control of our cemetery where you know, pedestrian traffic can get in, but somebody can't show up with a truck and dig a hole and turn somebody in the spot that doesn't belong there. And maybe also we can get our city attorney to crank out some kind of correspondence that we can send to the funeral homes that we know that are using decor and ask them for any records they have about transfers of plots and a compulsion for them to get permits from the city before they can turn.
Did I read correctly that Doyle Archer doesn't have records or didn't provide records to his successor permit?
He did not. He before he completely abandoned the funeral home, he removed the records.
He removed the records.
And they, according to my most reliable sources, those records is that his residence and his daughter has control of them. Now, I tried my way to get access to them. And
she won't give them up?
Heartbreak. I haven't talked to her because I don't know her. I don't know, but I know somebody that is a part of their extended family that I am very well socially associated with. And Doyle is in such bad shape, I understand. The most expedient route will be through, I think her name's Rhonda. But he's on, that's on, now, on the ownership, I don't know. On the ownership, I'm sure he's the lion's share. But we have the problem with other funeral homes also, just showing up digging a hole. In fact, one of the gentlemen that was there, the last one that was there that we met at the cemetery, trying to figure out where his plots were, was under the impression that cemetery was the property of Archer Funeral Home.
Well, let me suggest a couple of things just as a stopgap measure. One is that the cemetery ordinance we passed here a few years ago that undoubtedly Dale's having trouble enforcing because of the very issue that you're mentioning. I suggest that we post that on the website under cemetery regulation or something like that, create a separate tab for it. Mm-hmm. For informational purposes. And I think that we simply should distribute the ordinance to the various funeral homes because that ordinance covers every issue that you're referring to. And Dale is a person who ultimately is in control of the burial process and who is allowed to do it and when they're allowed to do it and what have you. The ordinance is very detailed. It's a very good ordinance, frankly, if it can be enforced. And then I simply would make copies of the ordinance, and it's about 3 pages long now, mm-hmm. and then send it to the area funeral homes that we think would be enlisted to have bodies out there. And then we might erect a sign at the cemetery at each entrance mm-hmm. that says that the burial of the burial remains are subject to ordinance so-and-so, which can be obtained at City Hall, a copy of which can be obtained at City Hall. No burials without a permit.
Well, then what we'll have to do also is send something to refresh their minds, because when that ordinance was enacted, all of the funeral homes in the area were given a copy of that ordinance.
Except the Doyle was still in business at that time, wasn't he?
No, they were provided a copy of it, and I think one time.
How about the other, just opened up over here?
That, I don't know which specific ones were the ones, I was told that the ones that were known to use to intern people were provided with a copy of the ordinance. The local one, they were provided with a copy of it. I think, from what I understand, City Hall was contacted about impending retirement one time, maybe twice, and that's it. The rest of the time, they just do it.
The signage might simply read something such as burials by permit only, ordinance number, and then put in the ordinance number. I don't know if you want to mention City Hall or not. But if you post it at each gate, then everybody who goes in there knows that you have to have a permit to bury the body or remains.
Yeah.
So are we doing a list then, a label of all the bodies buried there? Is that something we're working on?
He's working on that.
I've got right now. In fact, I've got, if you want it by plot, if you want it alphabetically, I can tell you everybody that's there. I can shoot you the Excel sheets on it. What I'm doing right now is I'm in the process of identifying who owns, on according to our paper, who owns the plots that those people are in and the vacant plots. And then all of that is going to be in a database that Amanda is going to operate.
Well, how many vacant lots do you have,
Half of them.
Half of them.
It doesn't look like it. When you do a drive-by, it looks like it's overflowing. Mm-hmm. Less than half of the available plots you use.
Okay.
Well, there's not used, but you don't know if there's somebody.
I say there's not headstone.
Not a headstone, but it still may be a body.
There's still but you don't know. Yeah. In fact, there's some places where I know there's bodies. Mm-hmm. But there's no headstone.
No, okay.
No better remember body than you are.
Is there a penalty in the ordinance that saying, if the funeral homes don't go and register the plot, that then they will owe money to the city if they bury somebody without permission?
I don't remember.
Hit them in the pocket and place that. You talk about the sign that at the entrance, a penalty of $10,000 per each one that's not registered. That's whenever you stop your car and you turn around.
I don't think there was any penalties attached. It was guidance, it wasn't with penalty. But that's a good idea. The signs on that, we've got those fancy entrances. That would be a start. But I think too, we may have to reiterate to all the funeral homes. There's the ordinance, but it'd be nice if we could come up with something for non-compliance, because you can't say you can't intern anybody there, because if a family owns a plot, they can use it.
The only thing is they have to, right now, they need to prove that they own the plot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they don't prove that they own it.
And that is a problem that we may be able to start to resolve.
If we can get records,
that won't answer all of them, because there's people in town other than just Archer's Funeral. There's other people that, when they were available, bought a number of the plots and have been selling them over the years.
So if someone remind me, I'm going to have to go up with it. I go by Rod and talk to them, and I'd be like, get some information.
Okay.
Just remind me.
When I was pursuing that part of it, all I was looking at was just let me have access and let me make copies.
Right.
And I would give the copies to the city, and they can help go
from there.
Is she still living over here?
Yes. No, my sister where he goes, so they have a good report.
Good.
Just a little happy.
Okay.
I'll burn everything down.
Okay, I'm afraid I get some work. I don't understand what he was thinking when he did that. I thought it was, yeah, maybe.
Thanks, God, I'm trying to rush this thing.
So what, signs on the pillars at the entrances?
Right, yeah.
Do another notification to the funeral homes of, here's our ordinance.
Right.
You have got to, and then if that doesn't gain compliance.
You got to study class at that time.
Then we have to start coming up with some kind of enforcement measure. I hate to put gates up because if I wanted to take in to see Tony, I wouldn't be able to get her in there because she's in a wheelchair, so it'd be a problem.
Well, we try to maybe just talk about it, post a fine, not compliant.
Just post sign.
That's something we can consider at a later time, the enforcement. Yeah. There are a couple different options that we got
without the gate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you really don't want to be at the center of the gate.
Not moving compliance of this long, it's going to have to impose some time.
Okay. Okay, can so Mr. City Manager, can
yep.
we get some here? And Amanda, can you figure out who to send those ordinances to and invite them to comply?
I can do that.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Public hearing on facility plan.
Mr. Mayor, on Tuesday, June 22nd at 6 o'clock, we're asking the commission to have a public hearing, a special meeting, to talk about facilities plan, which is basically the wastewater distribution lines. We got a big grant to televise and smoke screen the sewer lines, and found that they were some of the worst in the state. And so in order to get on the DEP's radar and to get into their grant funding cycle, we need to have the public hearing.
Okay.
And it sounds like we're on the radar, so
okay.
We got to get there as quick as we can.
What was that date again?
June 22nd,
6 o'clock. A week from today.
All right, we're ready.
Anybody got a problem with that day or time?
I don't. I'll be here.
What is that?
June 27th.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
I'll be in New Orleans.
Do we need
to? Can we go to New Orleans to have a
seat? Are you by?
No, it's hurricane season now. New Orleans can have his place.
You're going to the Gulf.
New Orleans can have his place.
If I buy, everybody has to report it on their form. Six or whatever.
Oh, God. That's true. I just feel about that. So
I'm not a problem with
him. I'm good.
Okay, you're good. You're good.
I'm good.
Jimmy, you good?
I'm
good.
Down.
Okay, we're all good.
You good?
Yes.
Okay, so we will have a special meeting. We don't need to vote on that, do we?
No.
Okay, we will have a special meeting on the 22nd at 6. FLC Annual Conference Voting Delegate Information.
I don't know who, if any, is planning to attend the Florida League of Cities in August. They're asking us to have a voting delegate to go.
What are those dates on?
The 12th to the 14th.
12th to the 14th of August. All right, if nobody's going, then we'll not.
I think I have a procedure going to be going on that time right there.
All right, next item ordinance resolution number 21-05.
Resolution 2105 is for the land that we annexed to provide for the DOC permission for us to have a right of way to get into the land.
Okay.
So, and they've agreed to do that in a no contest fashion. But we have to have this resolution. We got to go through some other hoops.
Correct.
Administrative hoops for them, but that's what the resolution is about. It's in conjunction with the land that we just annexed.
Correct. Yes. No, we need a motion to approve it and read my title on the correct.
I'll make a motion to accept the attachment for the recommendation of the city attorney for resolution 20-05.
Resolution 21-05, a resolution of the city of Lake Butler, Florida, approving the submittal of an application for use of state-owned land to the Board of Trustees of the Internal Improvement Trust Fund of the State of Florida for the purposes of an access, ingress, and egress and utilities easement of property identified as tax parcel number 01-06-19-00-0000-0211-005, providing for an effective date.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes. Okay, before I turn the floor over to city attorney, I would like to express my appreciation to Hayden and Amanda for stepping up to the plate. They have been buried with duties that they never dreamed possible. And they've been doing an outstanding job, and I ain't got a clue how many hours Hayden puts in. Probably not many. Amanda, I know, has been being slain with hours. And I just want to tell y'all how much I appreciate everything
you
do. And I apologize for all the grass when I give you on the cemetery project.
Anywhere you told me.
We got a secret script.
Okay.
Okay, need the report from the city attorney.
I don't have anything to add, thank you.
City manager.
Mr. Mayor, you also have the report that I give you every month. And you see the pictures of the flags, that went over very well. The mayor and the vice mayor were on that route of flags. And now once we've approved the annexation for the wastewater treatment plant, tomorrow they're scheduled to do soil bearing borings, and we're moving it forward very swiftly now.
Good. I'm happy to hear that.
That's it.
Commissioner Stevens, you got anything?
No, sir, I'm not.
Commissioner Beasley?
I don't have anything.
Commissioner Sherman?
No, sir.
No, I do not
tonight. We didn't have farm share, so she said,
yeah.
But we will have next month.
Yes.
No farm share, no movies, so she ain't got much of a
farm share.
I make a motion.
Yeah.
Get rid of her.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Premature.
I forgot it was in the box. I jumped again. We got a certificate from Cam Mack, our representative in Congress. This flag was flown over the Capitol on March 15th, 2021, just for us.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be put in a shadow box and hung on the wall here.
Okay, all right. Good job.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah.
She's the lady who replaced Ted Yoho.
Yes, right.
Right.
Okay, now he's going to put the bottom drawer.